Okay, Shalom Rabose, today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei, and we are here at the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis, last three words. Today we're going to talk almost exclusively about shiurim, the shiur, the amounts for certain halachos. So let's dive right into it. Tanya, we learned that Rabbi said, Rabbi Omer Rabbi says, Kol ha-shiurim kulam b'kazayis. All shiurim are kazayis. Now, obviously that doesn't mean all shiurim, because, you know, for example, the shear of a mikvah is 40 sa', right? Obviously, the shear of, that's not that. So Rashi points out already first, Rashi, right? Arum hamurin be'ochlin, right? We're talking about food. Food shiurim, that's by a kazayas. So anytime you have an isra achila, right? You can't eat pig, the isra is kazayas. Anytime you have a mitzvah sachila, let's say matzah, okay, matzah is a question, maybe you need two kazayasim, but matzah is a kazayas, right? Anytime you have a mitzvah sachila, that's, everything is a kazayis by achila. Chutz, except for, says the Gemara, mitumas ochlim, except for tuma of food. That's a machlokas we've mentioned several times. What tuma are we referring to? Are we referring to transmitting tuma from food to food, or accepting tuma, right? Becoming tame. Right. So if you have, I have the Tosas Yeshanim over here on our Gemara at the bottom. So I'll just read it quickly. If you don't have it, that's okay. He explains just, you know, again the Machlokas Rashi Tosas that we have discussed both in Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Pesachim. So he says the she Rashi regular farish de la tame acherim mayri. Rashi usually explains that the shear for tumas ochlim is a kazayis. That's to be metame other things. But to be tame, to become tame, Rashi holds that shear is a kolshu, that anything can become tame. But the Peirush Rashbam, the Rabbi Yaakov, the Mayri Betumas Atzma Mayri, but according to pretty much everyone else, right, Tosos or the Rashbam, who says that the shear of a kazayas by food means anything that can become tame, meaning only something that's bigger than a kazayas can become tame. So Nami Hakal Tumas Atzman, right? That's all. Right? That's also what we're talking about over here. Right? Again, whether you're referring to food that is making other things tame, or food that is becoming tame. Okay, fine. So that's that machlokas. So that should be aware of. But either way, so we said that all the shirim for food is a kazayis except for tumas ochlim. Why? Why is that? Sheshina kasev v'mashmam. Because the Torah changes the phrase by their b'mashmam. In the implication, right? The implication of their phrase. V'shinu chachamim b'shiurim. And chachamim therefore, right, changed the shear. Now that's a difficult statement, as we'll say in a second. We're not going to ask this question, but you know, we get shiurim or halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, as we've mentioned before. The Gemara here is going to mention today on today's daf. Okay, so again, it may not necessarily, however you line that up, but the chachamim, right? Again, we say that since the pasuk is different, the shear is different. V'raya l'davar, how do you know? That's Yom HaKippurim. Meaning, how do you know that when you change a phrase in the Chumash, that tells me that there's some sort of difference in the shear, so you have a proof from Yom Kippur. Again, but as Rashi says, what, how do you know? Chazal, again, the shear for Yom Kippur is a koseves, right? And by Yom Kippur, the Torah says, right, as we're going to see in a second, lo su'una, right? Right, you don't enjoy yourself, you have to afflict yourself, and therefore, since that's a strange way of talking about eating, so Chazal increased the shear to a koseves, so too by Tumas Ochlim as well. As we'll quote the pasuk for that in a second. So the Gemara says, "My shina kasev b'mashma." What pasuk was changed by Yom Kippur? Right, milo suna. Right, the pasuk says, "Anybody who doesn't afflict himself, right, then he's chayev kares." The my shinu chachamim b'shiura, and therefore, again, since they used that strange phrase, chachamim changed the shir kikoseves. Right, it has to be as much as a koseves agasa, right, a fat date. My rila davar miyom kippurim. So the Gemara says, "What does it mean? You have a proof from Yom Kippur? Why is that a better proof?" Again, you have by Tumas Ochlim, right? Again, you could just use that pasuk, right? Why did you need to learn it from Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, "Even awesome, because if you were to learn it from Yom Kippur, so that havamina orcha the meaning." If you would, sorry, no, Ime Hasa, meaning if you would have learned it from the Pasuk of Tumas Ochlin, Havamina Orcha the Krahu, you might have thought that that's just how the Torah speaks. Now, what did the Torah say? So if you look at Rashi, right, what did the Torah say by Tuma? It says, Mikol Ha'ochal Asher Ye'achel, from all food that may be eaten. That is a little bit strange, but the Pasuk says similarly, by liquids, Asher Yishoseh, drink that is something that will be drunk. drank, I don't know, I forget, whatever. So anyway, so it's just much clearer from Yom Kippur that the Torah is changing the language, because you might have thought, kol ha'okal, asher ye'achel, right, is just how people speak, and therefore the pasuk just use the vernacular. But by Yom Kippur, no one says, hey, I'm not going to eat by saying, hey, I'm going to go afflict myself. Nobody says that. So when the Torah changed the pasuk, changed the phrase, so we know, right, that Chazal responded by changing the shiurim, and so too by Tumas Oakland. Okay, fine. Tumas Oakland kebeitza minalan. I'm not even sure if I mentioned it, but the shiur for Tumas by Oakland is a kebeitza. How do you know that? Where'd you get that from? So I'm a Rabbi Yavo, I'm Rabbi Elazar, Mikola Ochal Asher Yechel, right? The pasuk that is quoted, Ochal Haba Machmas Ochal, right? The shiur is food that comes from food. And Beis is that? What's that? That's obviously Beitzas Tarnagulas, right? That's an egg. Right? I have Imagadi. Where says, one second. Right? There are a bunch of different ways animals give birth. Right? An egg comes, you know, from certain animals, but mammals give birth to live animals. So maybe the shear for Tumah should be a goat. Or, you know, I assume it's tongue in cheek, right? Or maybe a cow or whatever. So Kumar says, Mechusa Shechita. No, because that's not food. Right? That's not food from food. Right? Because the goat that's born is still alive. Can't eat that yet. You haven't shechted it. Ay, vema ben pakua. Well, what about a ben pakua? What's a ben pakua? So, very, I would argue, not so known. If you learn Hilchos Shechita, so then perhaps you hear about this case. A ben pakua is basically an animal that is, that its mother is shechted, and then when, you know, obviously, the mother is dead, but then when you cut the mother open, it has a fetus in there, right? Obviously, you knew it was pregnant, and the fetus survives. So says a Gemara, or it's a Mishnah even maybe, if I'm not mistaken, that Gemara Chulin says that animal does not need shechita. Unbelievable. Animal's walking around. Right? A goat or a cow or whatever is walking around your farm, does not need shechita. Right? So that's a ben pakua. So that is an animal. That is food from food. Right? That's an animal that you don't need a shecht. So what's the problem with saying, well, maybe the shear is bigger, right? It's not necessarily an egg from a chicken. It could be a bempakua from a mother cow or whatever. That's what it says, Tom Kriya. No, because that animal, you need to tear it, literally means tear it open, but you can't drink its blood. Meaning you don't need to shecht it, but you still need to get the blood out. So there's something that you need to do to the animal, right, to make sure, right, you cannot eat it yet. Okay, fine. So once we're sticking with eggs, Fema baits us bar yuchni. Right, so why don't you give me the example? Why did you take a chicken egg? Right, a bar yuchni is a much bigger egg, Rashi says, a massive, massive egg. Right, if you look, very interesting. The Gemara says in Chulin that shechitas imam. Sorry, where is it? No, yeah. If you look at Rashi, debar yuchni. So of gadolhu, the huge bird in Bechoros, shetava beitzaso shishim krochim. Apparently, its egg cracked, and the liquid membrane from the egg tava made to drown 60 krochim, 60 cities. Okay, I mean, I'm not sure if that's a exaggeration or a dinosaur, but either way, it's a massive egg. And so I guess the Gemara is simply using that as a comparison. Why did you choose, if you're going to choose an egg, why did you choose a chicken egg? You could choose an ostrich egg. You could use a bar yochni egg. So the Gemara says, tefas meruda, a phrase that he uses a lot. I'll just explain what it means in a second. Tefas meruda below tefasta, tefasta muat, tefasta. If you take a lot, you have not taken anything. And if you grab a small amount, then you've grabbed something. What does that mean? So, Machlokas, discussion in Rishonim exactly how this works. Pashtus is that when you're faced with two options, yeah, let's say a smaller shear or a bigger shear, so it makes more sense to take the smaller shear. Why? Because the smaller shear is included in the bigger shear, meaning the smaller shear is for sure true. The question simply is, when you're faced with two possibilities, if you do you take the bigger one or not? Meaning, if you need to choose an egg, yeah, so choose an egg that is smaller, because for sure the size of a chicken egg is included in the size of a bar yuchni egg. Okay, why don't you choose a quail egg, which is even smaller? That's a good kasha. And I don't know the answer for that. Again, the Gemara uses this phrase a lot to explain that to take only what you can chew, but again, because that shear is more guaranteed to be correct, there's a greater chance that what you're doing is correct. Okay. The Gemara says now. Maybe it does ask that question. My bad. I apologize. Vema biasa de tziporta. What about the bird of a small egg? The egg of a small bird. Right. The zutra tuva, which is very small. So Rabbi Yavo didei amar. Rabbi Yavo said. Rabbi Yavo himself. Pashtus says that that's not. Okay, either way, I'm sorry, Rabbi Avo did quote Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Avo himself explained that Mikol Ochal Asher Yachal, right, that's the pasuk we quoted before, right, Ochal Shata Ochlo Bevazacha. So it's, we're talking about food that you can eat at once, meaning you just kind of swallow it down, right? And so Veshiru Chachamim Ein Beis Hablia Machzik Yokum Ein Beis Tanagolas. And the shir that Chazal understood is that a person can swallow the egg of a chicken at once, meaning that's the maximum shear. So they took the shear that, again, if you're learning the positive teaching to me, kol ochel asher ye'achel, any food that is eaten, i.e. at once, in one eating, so we're going to take the highest, the biggest shear that you're able to swallow at once, and that is apparently the egg of a chicken. Okay, fine. So I take it back, the comment about the quail. Okay, that's fine. Weiter. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says like this. Oh, again, not really necessarily related to what we just talked about, but again, within the realm of shiurim. Ha'ochel chelev bizman hazeh. If a person eats chelev nowadays, chelev is usher fats, that certain fats in a kosher animal, right? You're not allowed to eat that stuff. So that's if you eat that nowadays, tzarech sheichtov lo shir, you have to write down how much you ate. Shema yavo beizdin acher, because maybe the next beizdin will come. And the yarbe b'shirim, and he will increase the shear that to be chayiv, and then you mitzvah heri bana beis hamikdash, you have to bring a korban. Korban says my yarbe b'shirim. What do you mean that the shirim will become bigger? What do you mean? What does that mean? Right? So inema demichayvi korban akazayis katan. If you're telling me that the guy ate a regular kazayis, or and now you're telling me that he ate less than a regular kazayis, but now you're telling me that a smaller kezayis is what makes you chayiv to bring a korban. Fatanya, that doesn't make any sense, because within the brisa, Asher lo se'asena b'shkagav v'ashem, when a person does a mitzvah b'shogeg, right, he has to bring a korban chatas, but hashav midiaso may be korban al-shegigaso. Only someone who would have not done what he did had he known it was usher brings a korban. Lo shav midiaso, but if someone would not have refrained or would not have stopped doing what he did at the time, if he knew it was usher, so ain't maving korban asher yigaso. So he does not bring a korban chatas. So at the time, right, again, the shear, let's say, of eating chelev was usher, was a kazayis. He ate a little bit less than the kazayis. Now Beis Din says, okay, actually, it's a small kazayis, and what you ate was actually bigger than the shear. So now you have to bring a korban. Well, at the time when he ate it, the shear was still bigger than the amount he was eating. So he would not have thought, he wouldn't have stopped himself from eating that amount, because that's not the shear achila, right? It wasn't the shear that's usher to eat at that point. So he never would have stopped himself, and therefore he wouldn't be chayav a korban. So that can't be what he means. So rather, no. What Rabbi Elazar means, lo mechayav a korban ad ikah kazayis gadol. Maybe, what's going to happen? The Beis Din is going to say that, no, you're only going to be chayav a korban if you eat a big kazayis. And what the guy did at the time was eat a normal kazayis. So what Rabbi Elazar is saying is that you should write it down to make sure you don't bring a korban chatas. Because you don't need to bring a korban chatas, because maybe the Beis Din will increase the shear and you won't have been chayef. So you should. So the Gemara says, one second, according to the first way we understood, the mechayev korban kazayis katan, that the Beis Din is going to make you, that maybe the possibility, right, again, the first way we understood, maybe, is that maybe the Beis Din will say that really you should bring a korban for a smaller shear, so my yarub b'shirin. What do you mean? That what havamina was that? The Gemara is asking about the havamina. What kind of havamina was that? That the Beis Din is going to start making the shirim smaller, right? What was the phrase that Rabbi Elazar said? Rabbi Elazar said that you have to write down what you eat because maybe yarbe b'shirim, they'll make the shirim bigger. So why did you even think that Beis Din was going to originally, why do we even have that havamina that Beis Din would make the shirim smaller? Right? That literally is not what he said. So Gemara says, yeah, because what he meant was shemi yarbe b'karbonos machmas shirim. Because maybe, what is yarbe b'shirim? It means yarbe karbonos. Maybe they'll make more korbanos be brought because they will shrink the shiurim. Okay, fine. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says shiurim ve'omshin alach l'moshe misinai, that the punishments and shiurim, right, the amounts, are alach l'moshe misinai, right, given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai. Right, we don't look at the Torah for that, but that's alach l'moshe misinai, as we pointed out at the beginning. The Gemara says, one second, I know shiurim, but ve'omshin, punishments, right? Michtav tivi, right? All the, as we pointed out a couple of daf ago, right? To be chayiv for something, Torah needs to tell me that it's aser, and what the punishment is. Right? The punishments are written in the Torah. Right? Just open up the book. It's Ella Hakakamer. No, this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Shiurim shel onshin. The shear to get a punishment, that's Alok L'mishri Sinai. Okay, great. We also learned this in a brisa. Shirim shaloshin halach l'moshe b'sinai. Acherim omrim. Acherim say beis dino shal yavetz tiknum. That the beis din of yavetz set them up. Yavetz was Otniel ben Knaz. The trivia question, right? Who took over for Yehoshua? Everybody knows who took over for Moshe. Who took over for Yehoshua after he died? That was Otniel ben Knaz. And that's where, again, according to the Acherim, they set up these shiurim, the shiurim for punishments. Doesn't the pasuk say? Aksiv doesn't say Elah haMitzvos. These are the mitzvos. It's a pasuk at the end of, let's see here, at the end of Vayikra. Where's that pasuk? Let's just read it out. Elah mitzvos shetzivah Hashem es Moshe ben Yisrael b'har Sinai. Last pasuk in Vayikra. Okay. So what do we learn from that? Gemara is also found in Megillah. So ein navi rashai lechadish davar me'ata. Right? A navi can't be mechadish. I don't understand. How could you tell me that Otniel ben Knaz was the one who came up with the shiurim? Not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to come up with new chidushim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, rather, what happened? Shachum v'chozru v'yastim. Right? They were forgotten. Right? Just like the Gemara says by at the beginning of Megillah about the Mem Sofits and the Samachs, how to write them. So it's they were forgotten, and then again Otniel ben Knaz came and reestablished that halacha. Okay, there were a lot of halachas that were forgotten after Yehoshua passed away, and then right again Otniel ben Knaz kind of rescued a lot of them. Okay. Shows amali lugmov. Someone drinks amali lugmov. That's the shear, right? Because we said a kosevis is for eating, and amali lugmov, which is a cheekful, as you'll see in a second, it's one cheekful, but it seems to imply both cheeks. That's what we're going to talk about. A cheekful is the shear for drinking. So I'm reviewing the Mashmuel. Lo amali lugmov mamish. It's not mamish. All of the airspace inside both your cheeks. It's if you would put it on one side, and then it would look like you had liquid in all your cheeks. And again, if you were looking at someone from, let's say, a profile side view, and his cheek was full, you would assume that he had chipmunk cheeks on the other side as well. And that's the sheer mali lugmov. I mean, that's a fancy way of saying it's one cheek and not two. Ivan Antanate, we learned in the Mishnah mali lugmov. Mali lugmov, doesn't it say a full cheekful? Right, that seems to be full. Right, very clear. It's not a lugmov. It's mali lugmov, very full cheek. Right, that's very clear. It seems to be both. So Gemara says you're right. Change it. Kim mali lugmov. It should say in the Mishnah like a cheekful. Okay, that already applies one cheek and not two. So Gemara says, Mesvi, hold on 1 second. I ask you a question. Kami yishasa v'yechayev. How much did you drink on Yom Kippur and you'll be chayev? So that's some big machlokas over here. Beishamay omrim. Beishamay says revius. Beisil omrim mali lugmov. Just to be clear, that's less than a revius. Okay, that's what's going to be important in a second. So Beishamay says revius. Beisil says mali lugmov. Rabbi Yehuda omrim b'shem Rabbi Elazar kamali lugmov. He says like a mali lugmov, and that's our question, right? If you tell me that mali lugmov means kimali lugmov, so what's the difference between Beisil and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar? Okay, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira omer kidei gemia. Right, as much as just a liquid, enough liquid to swallow, right, which is even less. So how can you tell me that mali lugmov is kim mali lugmov if you have a brisa that is very clear that those are different shiurim? So Gemara says, well, I don't understand. Mi adifim masnisim deokmina kidei shiira. What's better? Right, we have a Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah is set up right that it has to look like you have full cheeks. That's how we explain our Mishnah. So don't bring me this brisa over here. That disproves our Mishnah. That's how we understood our Mishnah. So Achanami Kidei Shiira. So too. That's what Beis Hillel means. Meaning that we explained our Mishnah that Mali Lugmov is Kimali Lugmov. So too over here in our Braisa. When Beis Hillel says it's Mali Lugmov, he means Kimali Lugmov. Okay, so then the obvious question is, as the Gemara asks, Yahachi Hani Rabbi Elazar. Okay, but that's the same shear. Right? Why do you have Beis Hillel says Mali Lugmov, Rabbi Elazar says Kimali Lugmov? That's the same shear. Why don't you just have them all together? Gemara says, you're right, there's one small difference. Iki benayu, mali lugmov, dochuk. The machlokas is, is it the entire airspace or most of the airspace? Right? And if you have to really puff it out or not. So again, Pasha says Rabbi Elazar would hold that a little bit less than a complete and utter 100% cheekful will be the shear. Basil said, no, you would have to fill up the whole thing. So Maskev lo Rav Hoshi, Rav Hoshi asked a wrong question. Im kein, if you're telling me that base, as you Karashi. Im kein de la base hill mechayve bekadeshi salkenu. If you're telling me that base hill really holds in one cheekful, right, not two, so havele mekuli beishame mechomer base hill, then that's a problem, because the Gemara Nadio says, the lists off all the times in Shas where Beis Shammai is Mekil and Beis Hillel is Machmir. Where Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is more Machmir, is more stringent. And this is not one of them. So if you tell me that, what's it called? If you're telling me that Beis Hillel holds it's one cheekful and not two, so then that's less than a Kezias. Not Kezias. Then that's less than a Revius. All right, Beis Shammai said it's a Revius. Beis Hillel says it's one cheekful, which is less than a Revius. So apparently, Beis Hillel says you're chayiv in more scenarios, right? For drinking, you're chayiv for drinking less. That's a chumrah. But yet, we don't see in Adios that this is one of the places where Beis Hillel is more machmer than Beis Shammai. So Amalei, they said back to him, ki ashtil ba'og melech habashan ashtil. The question is, you're hilariously enough, the question in the base medrash was, how much should Og Melech HaBashan drink? So the Shiloh, therefore, the answer was, Beis Shammai said a revius, Beis Hillel said a cheekful. Obviously, Og Melech HaBashan's cheeks are massive and way more than a revius. So therefore, Beis Shammai is more machmir, and Beis Hillel is more megal. Right, therefore Beis Shammai is the chumrah. So Gemara says, one second. Maskev lo Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said, I don't understand. Maishna achila dechol achad v'chad b'koseves, umaishna shtia dechol achad v'chad b'didei. Right, what's the shear for achila on Yom Kippur? How much is a person allowed to eat? He's allowed to eat, right? How much is a person going to violate the isra of eating on Yom Kippur? What's the shear? It's a koseves. Period. Across the board. Fat date, that's how much it is. By drinking, now you're telling me the shear is a malei lugmav, and not only that, you're telling me that it's subjective, because a normal person has a malei lugmav, right? His cheekful is less than revius, like we just explained. Og melech habashan, his malei lugmav is obviously way more than revius. Why is eating different than drinking? Eating is one shear, drinking is subjective. So why is that? So by kim lulu rabbanan v'koseves b'dehachi mitzvah daite, because Chazal, when we use this a bunch of times on this daf. For whatever reason, Chazal understood that a person eats a koseves, he becomes not satiated, but he becomes more relaxed. He is not, right, again, we pointed out that the point here is to afflict yourself. Once you're starting to deviate and not be hungry, right, how much will it take for you to feel relief from your hunger? A koseves. So once a person starts, miyatsu daite, he starts feeling relief from his hunger pains, so then that's the isser, right? Again, because we're supposed to afflict ourselves in Yom Kippur. Less than a koseves, a person does not feel any better about his eating situation. But by drinking, that's already subjective. Right? With his shear, with his mali lukmav, he'll feel better. But with the chavre, with his friend's shear, then lo mitzvah daite, then it will not have any effect on him whatsoever. Right? A big guy who drinks my mali, I'm not a big guy, but if a big guy drinks my mali lukmav, he won't feel so much better. But if I had some, so then I'd feel better, and then I would. Right? That's why it's subjective. Maska, again, because Chazal understood that that's for whatever reason, that's the reality. Maska, Rav Zera said, again, further, he asked another question. V'chola olam kulu v'koseves, v'og melech habashan v'koseves. Still, he persists. That you're telling me everybody will feel better with a koseves, and Og will also feel better with a koseves? Og is massive. So Abaye said, yeah, kim lulu rabbanan b'dahachim into v'dayte. Right? Chazal had this understanding that a koseves, for whatever reason, helps the hunger pains. Less than that does not. Miu, however, kuli alma tuva, right, for all normal people, so a koseves will very much alleviate hunger pains. But og melech habashan porta, but for og less. But still, there will be some sort of relief for og. That's the Chazal understood. Maskal, Rabzera comes back at him. He says, Basar shamein bekoseves, love gufanin bekoseves. I still don't understand, says Rabzera. If you tell me the shear is a koseves, right, food stuffs are different. Right? If you eat fatty meat versus if you eat rabbit food, the impact is different. How can you tell me it's one shear across the board? So Abaye said again, Kim lulu rabbanan b'dahachim mitzvah daite, batzim yachal lo mitzvah daite. And Echanami Chazal understood that with a koseves, with that shear, a person starts to feel better from his hunger pains. pangs. Miu, however, bazar shamin tuva lulig lulave gifanim purda. Ain't a kanami though, but the fatty meat will make him feel a lot better. And rabbit food, right? Again, literally means vines of lulavin, right? Again, leaves and stuff. So with the rabbit food, so then obviously you'll be less, but still there's some sort of relief there. Maskevle rava. Ravino asks about a different shayla. Kazais b'kdei achilas pras, v'kosevis b'kdei achilas pras. Normally, the shear to eat a kazais, right? How long do you have to eat a kazais to violate, let's say, I don't know, eating pig? So the shear is b'kdei achilas pras, right? The amount it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, right? Again, that's how much is that really? That's what's it called? That's like three kibetzim, I think. Three or five, I think it's machlokas. Like three kibetzim, let's say. Does it say in Rashi over here? Chatzi pras shir gadol hu kishtei beitzim. Okay, it's like two kibetzim. All right, fine. Oh, that's chatzi. All right. Well, either way, so it's maybe four kibetzim. All right, either way, tachos is again kidei achilas pras is a big machlokas. How long that is? Right, anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes. But pasha says you have 2 and 9 minutes to eat that kazayas of food. Right, for by machalas asuros. What about a kosevas or Yom Kippur? Is that the same amount of food? Same amount of time? Do you have longer? Right, because again, you're dealing with more food. Right, the ratio of food to time, right, is it the same? Is it different? Because if you're eating more food in the same amount of time, so that's a kula, because you could stretch out, you're eating longer. And then you would be chayef. So Amar Le'evaye, kimlu l'rabanam v'dehachim yitzvedayte. Now, Chazal understood that this is how a person's mind will feel better. If you eat it within that kdei achilas pras, whatever the shear is, so then you feel better. But once you start spreading it out over, I don't know, 15, 20, 30 minutes, so then a person is not feeling better. Okay, maskev for Rava. Rava keeps on going. It says, b'koseves kdei achilas pras, I get it that a koseves is now chayev, right again on Yom Kippur, kdei achilas pras. What about chatzi pras, kdei achilas pras? What about and a chatzi pras, meaning that's a shear by tame food. If a person eats tame food, so he cannot eat kachim. So this is the Gemara in Erevin, if you remember, says that the amount of tame food that you have to eat to make yourself messed up, right, to make yourself not able to eat kachim, is half a chilas pras, right? half a loaf. Is that also the same time? And is that also the same shear? Meaning, how long does it have to be? So, what's it called? Is that also b'kdei achilas pras? So, Amar Le'ei Rapapa, Rapapa said, Hanach l'tumah gevia. Right, leave tumas alone. Right, love d'oraisa. Because that, again, you becoming tummy after eating food, that's not d'oraisa. I mean, Amar Rapapa, did Rapapa really say this? Pasuk says, Lo tamu b'hem v'nitme sem bom. Right, do not become tummy. Right, so through them, i.e. through treif food, Amar of Papa, not treif, but tamei food, mikanch tumas gevia daraisa. That's how you know that a person can become tamei if he eats tamei food. That is a din midaraisa. So the Gemara says, no, really midarabanan ukras machtava alma. It's just an asmachta. And so that, and it's not actually the right. So that's what Rav Papa said. Right, leave that aside, right? Because a person becoming tamei is midrabanan, so you can't learn to our issue, which is the obviously Yom Kippur. Eating on Yom Kippur is the araisa. Okay, fine. I think we'll stop here, and then Mr. Shem will go weiter. We have a long daf tomorrow, but that's okay. And this is going to go on to Amud Aleph. Okay, weiter. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.